Rav Meir meant to say back according to the words of the Chachamim, meant to say like this, Lididi, really according to me alone, Rabbi Meir Shit alone, I hold really, Loishna Eivar the Uber, Loishna Eivar the Behema. It doesn't make enough kumina, ki adodininu. That by both of them, the Shit is not Matarim and Enevela. That's Rabbi Meir's Svara. He's only sent back according to Yuchachomim, that Yuchachomim say that the Shechita helps by the Eivar Medudul. I could understand you over there, that it helps. But on the Uber, there I do not understand you. So according to Rishon ben Lakish, that the same machlokes by the Uber applies by the Eivar, it's very good. But Elul, Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Yechon and Kasha, according to Rabbi Yechon, it's a good Kasha. Rabbi Yechon says what everybody holds, that on Eivar Medudul, the Shechita does not help. So how could Rabbi Meir say over here, that on the Eivram of Dudla, you understand that the Shechita does help. That's going, that goes like nobody. So what's Tzan Rabbi Yechonon? So what's an economy? Ela rather should be like this. Ela yitma, if you learn the Machloki, it's Hochi Yitma. This is the way you should learn the Machloki. It's like this. That Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, she says, Ke Machloki is Buvrim, Kach Machloki is Beivrim. Shimon ben Lakish said the same way as the Machloki is by the Uber. There's a machlokes of the shechita same as mitaya this eivor the uber the sticking outside. So it says kach kach machlokes be eivrim. The same machlokes source of kontra b'meya to make a shechita on the behemoth itself that has its eivor hamadudul. It would not be matrit take off the tumas nevela. Now what does Rav Yechon say? Rav Yechon now we know machlokes beivor the uber. The whole machlokes is only in the case of our mishnah where this eivor of the uber is sticking out, where the fetus's foot is sticking out. There it's a shayla, so the shechita the same mitaya that eiv that's sticking outside of the uber. Will be eiv the behema, but in a case where the behema itself, its own leg, is medudal, its own leg is like hanging off, there, b'yechazol, divri hakol, ein shechita itzenifo, that's the way it should be. Everybody agrees, even Rav Meir agrees, that the shechita on the behema is mata, the din tumah, on its eiv medudal. Since it's attached to the behema itself, here it's much better. Here the shechit in the behemoth itself is sure as metayer the tumor of this aver. The Ramei only argues on the shechit of the mother should help for the aver of the uber that's outside. That is so, that's not called megufoy. But to make a shechit on the mother itself to matter its own aver, I'm a dodo, that even Ramei agrees that the shechit helps. That's what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say. And then this now, Omer Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, my time with Rabbi Yechon and Alib with Rabbi Meir. What's the pshat according to Rabbi Yechon and Alib with Rabbi Meir? That according to Rabbi Meir, the shechit of the mother is not mitaya the aver of the uber, but it is mitaya the aver of the animal itself. So as far as poshet, high gufa, for high lab gufa, that where the aver and medudo on the behemah itself is like almost off, there the shechit that's on the behemah helps for the gufa of the behemah itself. Mashenki and the behemah, the shechit on the mother does not help for the uber's aver. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yitzhak bar Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yechonon, Hakum, everybody agrees, Shemisa is a nipple, that Misa Takin makes nipple, that when the behemoth dies, we consider as if it was off from before Misa. Rashi says, Avram Adudu Bebehema, Umesa, is Hamisa Mapelosaisa, the Yehna Matamak Avram and Anavela, it doesn't have a tomb of Avram and Anavela, and there's a difference between them. Like we'll have the Gemara above a rated. Reva Menachai, Bosa Parashimena was Torah. V'ye Metan Melekeshu Eva Shalom. On itself, complete peace. Mashenkin Bosa Gidim Atomis. Avon Avela, even a Kazayas Amena was Tomei. So Chapanav Kamina now, that we have this Eva, this arm, that's almost detached, just hanging with its veins, and now the animal dies. So we consider as if it was off from before Misa. So it's not called a nevela, it's only called Tumma, Eva Menachai. That's Sakol Moedim. Now, but, and the Ein Shechita is a nipple. But let's say you make a Shechita, then the Shechita does not make a nipple, but Adarabah, the Shechita is Mitai Medei, Tumma, Eva Menachai. So that's the Maya screen. What are we talking about over here? And then if you want to tell me, the Eva, the Uber, that it's talking about, we have the fetus's arm that's sticking outside on that aver of the uber. Samara says, no, miflek pligi, that's the machlekes in the Mishnah, whether the shechit of aim is matar medan avela on this aver of the uber. El Rado talking about now the aver, the behemo, talking about the behemo itself, or its own aver, its own arm, is a medudal. So misa tanina and chita tanina. Like, what's the chiddush, if so, of Reb Yitzchak, Amar Reb Yosef, Amar Reb Yechanan? These are often a mishnas. We learn like this. Tanina, we learn like this. That misa habehema, if the behema dies, that has what? That has nevra medudul, is habosa tzorach hechsher, v'eva metame mishameva minachai. An animal dies, so the bosa taka has a hechsher. The bosa to become tamei needs the hechsher to become tamei. So Rashi says the cases where there was bosa that was medudul, and there was a complete eva that was medudul, and then the behemoth died. So lechur is when the b'shas the misa it's ois a nipple, as if both of these two, the bosa and the eva, fell off before it died. So therefore, the bosa itself has no tumas eva menachai on it. So therefore, needs a hechsher kabel tumah. But the eva metame mishameva menachai, the yain metame mishameva menanavela. Different Rabbi Meir. You see clearly that the misa is ois a nipple. And therefore on the bosor it has no tumas eva menachai, because it's not a complete eva. But on the eva it has a tumas eva menachai. Now, shchita namatinim, we also talk a lot about shchita. Well, then clearly we'll have a gemara later about this. That nishchata behema, if you shechted this behema, that has the eva, has a whole limb hanging off, or just bosor hanging off, so hukshur b'damero, that now the mice of this bosor becomes hukshur kabel tumma, that's all, but it's not tumma yet. It's the demel with his blood that came on it, that's marks with the kabatoma, but it itself was not tamei. Because since the shechita made a nipple, then the shechita made it like it was off, like the shechita was matam with ena veila. So it has no tumi yet, it's only royal the kabatoma afterwards. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon Aim Elohuch should know the domim is not marks with even the kabatoma. Rashi says, V'torach hechshur achal kabatoma, the ksav rein beima nasa ziyad, the able of the hechshur law. That even though the blood went on the rest of the behemoth, but didn't go on this either, so the behemoth is not called a kli like a yad to be marked for the kabbal tumah. So Kuri Kashi went to Rabbi Yechon Allah for these are mishnas over here. Samura says no. If just when these mishnas over here, I would have thought to say, my hukshur was in his hukshur, a bosa. That only the bosa is hukshur, but not the eva medudul. Maybe the eva medudul is not hukshur kabbal tumah. Because maybe the eva taka has tumah on it. Only the bosa doesn't have tumah, but maybe the eva does have tumah. So Mora says, no, but hukshu katani, masha bosa rabba hukshu, even the eva also is only hukshu but not tumah. Because now the tumah, chad le bosa perish min abheimah, the chad le bosa perish min eva. That only these two things, only the bosa is not tumah yet. But maybe the eva itself does have a tumah, say, from an achai. Mora says, still, l'may umah, the high mahai, why is one different than the other? They're both only bosa. So yes, we need both chedushim, because otherwise, Sakwa Tadachim and I would have thought to say, Ho yulu metame tumme chamura. Agav oviv, since it has a tumas chamura. Agav, the oviv, Rashi says, again, so Rashi says again, the more means what agav, ho yulu metame tumme chamura, agav oviv, since to the av, there would be a tumme chamura, aim a lowly boy hersh, maybe it doesn't need hersh altogether, kamash pon here, now it does need hersh. Rashi says like this, Sakwa then I would have thought to say, Hoyle, the Yimu Eva Mitama Odom, Kinevelum, since with this Eva, Eva Menachai, has Tumma Kinevelum, the Rebbe Mitama and Odom, Ema, I would have thought to say, Lotti Boy Hershe, Lacha Prishosom, even after it's Porish, it doesn't need Hershe anymore. And the Kabu Tumma Oichlin, Beloy Hershe. That's usually anything that's safe for the Tama Tumma Chamurum, if at the end it itself will become to be an Ava Tumma, right now it does not have to have a Hershe. I would have thought to say you don't need a hechsher of water to go on it altogether. Kamashman Rashi says hechsher b'domeham. Yes, it had a hechsher because of its blood. And the chiddush is the boy hechsher does need a hechsher. For nafkim, you know what's the difference. Lehecher denachter kol evram kaidim shchita. Let's say you cut up the sefer into pieces before you made a shchita. Lehechsher b'domeh that dam the shchita was never matched these pieces. V'yachakach pirish bas v'menum. And then meat came off from it, the boy Hechsher should have to know those pieces of meat wouldn't need a Hechsher. And the Yashminon, that Yafa got even though the Kaim Lomun heard Masechta Nida, that Mazroyim Shein Sefer Tamah Tumah Chamura. When does the Torah say before an Eichel is Mekabel Tumah? And asked to have a Hechsher, that's like Zroyim, grow the vegetables that grow, and they themselves will never have a Tumah Chamura. They need a Hechsher. We dash in Afkol Shein Sefer Tamah Tumah Chamura. Prata comes to exclude the nevelas oif tor, a dead oif, on the veil of Saif Tor, that since it itself shall serve for Tamatum Chamura, means if a person eats it, when he swallows it, he becomes Tameh. So as in the veil of Saif Tor has the din of an Ava Tumaran, even though if you touch it, you don't become Tameh, it's only if you swallow it. So since it's Saif Tamatum Chamura, the Chal is Lefrika Chen Tzrichen Hechsher. Therefore, this Saif does not need a Hechsher, even though no water came upon the Yaif. Now, if a Shas touches it, it would become Rishon L'Tumah. So here we see something that Seifu L'Kabal Tumah Hamura does not need a Hechsher. Sakum is saying over here it does need a Hechsher. So Rashi says, that's only Kihain. That Dafka Seifu, if at the end will have a Tumah Hamura. Well, over here, that Chilosoi Kihai, that Chilosoi Tomei Tumah Hamura, here the beginning of Tumah Hamura, but via in Seifu Tama Tumah Hamura, Kishapirish, when it'll be Pirish, therefore that's the Chidus Sarach Hechsher. So kids, that's the Chiddush of him. But I would have thought to say that it's Tama Tuma Chamura Agav Ovid would still be attached to the Eva Menachai and would have a Tuma Chamura, therefore right now does in the Hechsham. And when a Liboy Hechsham Kamashmon, yes, it still needs a Hechsham. So that's the Chiddush of this Mishnah, or that's the Chiddush over the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says, you should know, Nokit the Rabbi Yitzchok by Yosef Biyodcho. Hold on to what Yitzchok says. Rashi says that the Yom he says Mishmeret Rabbi Yochanan that our Kolmud everybody agrees the Ein Shchita is a nipple that you make a Shchita does not make the Eiver like a Sof already. When the Hedel is Shnuya Lishnu the Amin Abreishon Rabbi Yochanan Divri Yako Shchita is nipple and do not make a Chazor and hold like the first Lashon was said in Rabbi Yochanan but rather hold like Rabbi Yitzchok says the second Lashon in Rabbi Yochanan. That's what we say now. That I'm Rabbi Yosef. Noket Rabbi Yitzchok Rabbi Yosef Yotcha. Keep on to what he says. Why? Then the Yechon was masking that Shchita is ain't always a nipple. Why? The Rabbah Barbachon and Koykavos, he also was like that. The Tanya would learn like this. The Bosik says, Ubosa Basad the Trefa like Teichlum, Shnadi the Bos of Trefa. So Lahobi comes to include the Aver, Via Bosa Amuddolim, Baba Behem of Achai of Oif, Vishocht and Shenasurim. If you have these hanging off and you make a Shchita, so it's also. But still, the Yomar Ravachon Rav Yechonon ain't been melanis portion is on Yosem the Rabbanon and not Midiraisa. So that's the proof to say that Shchita does not make a nipple. All right, we'll stop here.
We'll continue on the other side. We're holding Dafayin Dalar and Aleph. Just last Gemara again was that the Gemara said Yomar Rav Yosef the Melk of Rav Yitzchak Rav Yosef Biyotcha. Hold on to what he said because the Rabba Baba Chona Koyka was the old like him. That the pshat from Yechonon was before. Yechonon said that Misa is Oise Nipple, that a Shchita is an Oise Nipple. That was of Yechonon Shchita. So what's the right that Rav Avachon also was like this? Because the Tani would learn like this. When the Pesach says, Ubosa Basod, the Trefa Loi Teichlu, that you're not allowed to eat an animal, that's a Trefa. So Idarshan Lahovi comes to conclude also, for Eiver, we have Bosa and Mududolim, the Behema, Uvachai Uvayif, to come to remember, if you have an animal, that if Ava, I mean, let's say his hand was hanging off, so that's only attached with a vein, or else we have boss, not a whole limb, but just a piece of meat was hanging on the off, that whether it was by behemoth or b'chayavoyf, and then somebody goes and makes a shchita on the animal, so lochwe shein asurim, that these pieces that are hanging are still also. So pasha that will be mashma, that Shchita is also nipple. The Shchita makes it as if it's cut off from before the Shchita, and there's no heta of Shchita. It should be made like an Eva Menachai. But on this, Rav Avachon says like this, that Amr Rav Yechon, the name of Rav Yechon, you should know,